This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin.
And I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And this is A Little Happier.
Gretchen, I am joining you on A Little Happier for the next 3 weeks because we are talking about holiday hacks.
Well, Elizabeth, it's very appropriate because nothing makes a holiday happier than hanging out with the people that you love. So it's very appropriate that you and I are talking about these happiness hacks together.
Yes. And what is our hack today, Gretch?
Well, you know, it's about quiet. Q is for quiet. Because, you know, in episode 78, we talked about why it's important to seek out silence and why we need kind of regular episodes of silence. And we have had such a big response to that discussion. Clearly, this strikes a chord with people. But the holiday season is a time where I think for many people, it's particularly difficult to get that silence, that quiet, even when you crave it.
Yes. It's like there's just people all the time entertaining, and it's like a din, constant din, the holiday din.
Yeah. Yeah. More and more people all the time. So the hack is, how do you find that quiet within the hubbub of holidays? And so one thing is go for a walk. Just like say, oh, I'm going to go for a walk. Very few people will dispute that it's a good idea to go out and get a little bit of exercise. So that's a way that you can build in some silence, also get a little bit of exercise, and get away from kind of a noisy household if that's what you're dealing with.
Yeah. Another good thing to do, which kind of kills a few birds with one stone, is offer to go put gas in the car or go on the grocery store run, because it's like people will be grateful that you're doing something that needs to be done and you can get away and be by yourself.
Yeah. Now, I will say that in our household, like Elizabeth, you know, when we're all home for Christmas or whatever, one thing that happens is that people are like, I'll go with you. It's like, I'm going to go to Winstead's and pick up dinner. Oh, I'll go with you. I'm going to go to the airport and pick up, you know, Elizabeth, Adam and Jack. Oh, I'll go with you. And so you kind of need to find other ways to find that.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, you know, and one thing that I thought of is to have holiday quiet time, because when my daughter's preschool, they had quiet time after lunch. And we sort of adopted that in our family for many years. And it was the idea that after lunch, everybody had to go do something by themselves quietly. They didn't have to actually nap, but they had to sort of be on their own and doing something very peaceful. And it was actually very restorative for everyone. So this is like maybe you could get your whole household to join in getting this quiet time together, because it can be really helpful also just for managing people's energy levels and their levels of irritability, so that everybody kind of can go off into their own corner.
That's a great hack. I want to try that, like, just, you know, at any time, not even just during the holidays. I love that idea for the weekend.
And here's the sort of the last point I'd make about this hack is that one thing that I really noticed in writing Better Than Before is no matter what your idiosyncratic habit is, if you do it enough and just stick to it, people deal with it. They get used to it. They plan around it. And so if you're sort of, if you say to your family, I really need this quiet time every day, they'll deal with it. Just like in our family, dad needs his naps and everybody
everybody's just like, okay, like no one refutes it. Nobody argues. Everybody's like, okay, well, this has to happen. So now it's time for dad to take his nap. And it's just part of the holiday routine is building that in because we know he needs his nap.
Yeah, I would also add that for people who have problems with their in-laws, quiet time is probably particularly important. Luckily, I don't have problems with my in-laws, but if I did, I think quiet time would be a key to getting through that period, you know, with a minimum of conflict.
Yeah, or the uncle that you never get along with, or somebody else's, you know, your screaming little cousins or whatever it is. Yes, quiet time is good for everybody. Yes, so find your quiet.
I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin.
And we hope this hack makes your holiday a little happier.